Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle, my grandmother. I'm covering for her this week, as the week before last. If you guys tuned in last week, Mimi just got back from Israel and gave you an update. I would highly suggest you listen to that week again. It's archived at billybrim.org for the week, September 1st, that week. So the first week of September, she talked about Israel, what's going on, kind of a... I would definitely listen. She has a lot to say and input. But I have a special week here. We're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have a special person I'm interviewing. It's the Lord. It's a good friend of mine. He's a friend of the families. I think he's a friend of everyone. Dex, you can say. But Dexter Sullivan, he's a blessing to the body, of course, to the Lord, but to the body of Christ and what he's doing in Tulsa. This young man, I mean, he's young. He's a baby, folks. 25 years young. And I'm sitting here in his office in Tulsa, and he's got, you know, certificates, plaques, with people. he's just, the Lord has him, he uses him in a very cool way, and it's actually encouraging. You know, I'm with my grandmother, and the number one thing I see the need of is for young people to jump in and be a part, and especially to get under the old timers and what they have, but not just to get under it and to stay there, but like Joshua, to jump on the shoulders and go forward. And you definitely are a man doing that, definitely only by his grace. It's exciting that, you know, I told Mimi, I was like, hey, what about interviewing Mr. Dexter? And she said, oh, that'd be great. You know, because she has, I know there's a prayer conference you can bring up later, but she's going to be speaking at that.
You know,
there's a lot of things that Mimi's connected with you in. But I want just to give it straight to you, and you have the, you can just kind of share maybe a little bit of who you are if you feel led. You know, Father, this is your radio broadcast. This isn't my grandmother's. This is yours, Lord, and you have what you want. So, Dexter, just be led and, you know, just talk to everyone you feel from your heart. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Jared, thank you for having me on today. I'm honored to be a part of what God is doing through Billy Brim Ministries. And just a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and moved here to Tulsa. It's been the better part of 7 years now, which is hard to believe it's been that long.
And it was school that brought you here?
ORU.
Okay.
Yep. I had heard of ORU as a kid, and I actually, in 2003, I traveled to Tulsa for my first time with my pastor at the time, Bishop Keith Butler, there in Detroit. We traveled to Tulsa, myself, Carrick Butler, Pastor Deb and Bishop Butler, and we were attending Brother Hagin's last camp meeting.
Okay.
And on that trip, 14-year-old kid, that was the first time I met Sister Billy, actually.
Was it at the meeting or in the back?
We were leaving the Doubletree Hotel, hopped in a van, and this lady was talking about baseball. And I had never heard of Billy Brim. I hadn't heard of anybody at 14, so we're in the car. And this lady, she's going on about baseball. I'm like, who is she? This is interesting.
And of course, it'd be her talking about sports.
Exactly. And it wasn't maybe 6 or 7 months later, she was at our church in Detroit and did a prayer conference there with Bishop Butler. And my life was changed.
Cool.
Yeah. I couldn't say anything dramatic at the time, but definitely a marking time for me.
So that was the first time with Mimi, Billy Brim, that you encountered her.
Right.
Now, what, you're 14, there's still like, what, 3-4 more years till you came to Tulsa?
There were.
Was it during that time when you're here with the Brother Hagin that you kind of felt this,
you know,
area?
Or, at that or time, I didn't know much of anything that was going on. I was having a lot of opportunity to engage things. I like to liken those to my early Samuel years where you're hearing things, seeing things, but you don't have a context for what's happening. And so there was traffic around me, spiritual things happening. We were able to meet Brother Hagin and to see him operate in ministry, you know, at the very, right. He passed away just 2 months after that meeting.
Wow.
And just the things that the Lord allowed us to witness were pretty tremendous.
Right. So like, as you are now, you're definitely, it's an anointing where, I don't know what you say it as, but you, the Lord has you involved in a lot of things or connected with a lot of people, you know, and I think it's just a heart for you, just people and you just connections and all that. Did you see that kind of developing during those years or?
You know, I think it's always harder for the person in the life
to see what's
happening in and through your life.
Yeah.
But I really believe that I'm called intercessively, not just to pray and intercede for the needs of people and other people, but really as a link for people. I can't count the number of times that the Lord has used me or influence or things of that nature to help connect the dots.
Sure.
And so I definitely do believe I'm a connector in the body. That's just a part of my assignment. So,
well, like, you know, intercession, if you think about it, the core of it is relationship.
Wow.
So that's, you see that in the natural, you
know, relationship with the Father,
relationship with people, you know, you see the, you know, if someone operates in something spiritually, a gift, in a natural, you'll see it come out.
That is true.
You know? So, well, Dex, so now you go to ORU and the Lord just opens the doors and you're student body president.
You know? Wasn't that
and
simple?
I just see a picture. You see a picture of, or, you know, Brother Oral Roberts.
Papa Oral.
You know, I just see it. There's just a picture of you, you know, along with everyone else that I seem to know. But, you're just with a picture with them and doing that. And now you've got your man-to-man project. You have all these, you have these ministries, these conferences. Now you're sitting here there. You know, you're sitting here right now from there as a 14-year-old boy meeting Brother Hagin 2 months before he goes to heaven. What would you tell anyone who's a 14-year-old boy right now?
Wow.
Listening. What would you tell them?
Get in touch with the voice of God. God is always speaking. The scripture says in the Psalms, his voice is as many waters. His voice is always speaking in every element of our life, ourselves reverberating with the life of God, his presence. Around that time that these things started happening for me as a teenager, it was probably one of the most difficult times of our life as a family,
mm-hmm.
and where a lot of people probably would have gotten off course. It was just the grace of God that I fell more in love with Jesus. He came into my life at a time where I absolutely needed him.
Mm-hmm.
And through the teaching in the church that I was a part of at the time, it really postured me to be just in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right things. Bishop Butler, the team that was there, others, youth pastors that impacted my life. But I fell in love with Jesus at an early age. And I think that that is probably the thing that kept me and really gave me a foundation for the track that my life has taken.
Mm-hmm. So, just sitting here now and talking to you and hearing that, I know just in this last month, my life's been personally changed. I was talking to you on the phone about it.
Right.
And I just meet people on the streets and they're just being attracted to me. And the one thing I tell them, and I said, and of course they feel, there's always like condemnation. You know, someone's like, oh, I need to go to church. Oh, I need to do that. You know what? There's a lot of things we all need to do. But the one thing I told them is just by the Holy Spirit. And I was like, you don't stop talking to the Lord.
Yes.
You always talk to him.
Yes. Unbroken fellowship.
Yeah. You always talk to him.
Unbroken.
And, you know, all those things will fall in line. And that's when you tell me you were always communicating with the Father, you know.
We were made for that.
Yes.
We were talking about this earlier this morning at a men's prayer meeting that in the first, really the first picture of prayer in the scriptures with Adam we see the law of first intent or first mention,
sure,
as they teach you in Scripture, where Adam walked with God in the cool of the day, and sure, he was learning what it was to fellowship with his Maker, his, yeah, Father. And I believe that's really the gist of why prayer and relationship is so important, because it keeps things healthy, it keeps things right. Just like a marriage, you know, you've got to stay in healthy communication for the whole marriage to stay healthy.
Right. And is that what you were? Is that what's kind of been on your heart lately? Just, or was it just for that devotion, that men's
you
meeting?
You know,
or, we have about 3 minutes. We'll really catch into it tomorrow. But I just want to hear a little bit what the Father's been speaking to you, bro.
It definitely has been on my heart. I believe the body of Christ at large in this season. There's so many things in the earth. We're starting to see Matthew 24 realities in our face. ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Sure. And plagues of Ebola and disease, the trials in Ferguson, all of these different things going on. What more important thing than to know where our anchor holds and grips the solid rock? This is, right, a time to have relationship with, yeah, God that is engaged, that is active, where we're not questioning those things that we believe, but we know in whom we have believed.
Right.
And we have... relationship and fellowship.
You know, someone was asking me, they're like, what do you think about the, I mean, they asked me a sentence and they're, I mean, that's like a year's worth of me preaching in the word, but they're like, what do you think of what's going on? You know, the more I hear things from certain individuals, it's almost like the more they heard about, the more fear they're instilled. And I said, bottom line, the more you are in him, the more peace you'll have.
Yes.
And I said, I was like, when you're in love,
yes,
you know, we become love unified in John.
Come on.
When we're in him, like, there's no fear. Perfect love casts out all
He'll
fear.
He'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And as we have relationship and you spend time with the person, you think about them all the time.
And that's what we're all going into. You know, that's what you're bringing up. It's abiding in him.
Abiding
in him. And that's what everyone's going towards. That's what the Holy Spirit's speaking, because it's that John, that first high priest prayer, high priest role prayer of Jesus.
John 17.
That he says that they may be in you as they are in me.
Yes.
I'm in you, that we might be unified. They might see us.
Yes.
You know, see us and know that that you love them, and also as much you love them as much as you love me.
Oh my goodness.
And that's only by love.
That we would be one, even as he and the Father are one. That dynamic level of unity to come into agreement.
Spirit and soul and body. Not just spirit.
Yes.
That's soul and body.
The eternal.
And that's given fruit right now. We're seeing it in our actions. The reason why we're having this is because Jesus prayed that prayer. You know, it's bearing fruit. And so it's exciting. It's real exciting to hear other people kind of talk about it when you haven't even mentioned it, because it's all the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
But, you know, I want to reach you, Dex, and we got a quick minute. What's some website or anything, or do you have anything going on I can reach out to you and go to something if you...
The best way would be prayerpowertulsa.com.
Okay.
Any information that anybody would want, it'd be there.
Okay. Okay, and your conference, you have a conference coming up. I want you to...
October 1st through the 4th.
What is that?
A Gathering of Prayer 2014. This year, Dr. Billy Brim, Pastor,
okay,
Lynn Hammond, Pastor Paul Brady, myself, Tommy and Brenda Todd. It's going to be a powerful time.
I know my grandma's real excited.
I'm excited.
To be there. And so, you know, I appreciate you guys listening. This has been the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And tune in tomorrow. And as my grandmother always says, shalom, shalom.